The Fight for Hearts and Minds. The final afternoon on Crow was one more lovely day like every other, making people want to bow to strangers in the street and say, "Oh, sister, brother, have you ever breathed an air so sweet?" Only there was not one stranger and no street, nor anyone to greet, except some delegation members and some Croatians and some mentions. The Navajo walked off alone across a mile of sand and stone until he found a spot where unborn Croatian faces peered from underneath the ground, and there he found a place to stand between the sand and sky that wasn't on some fetal eye, a place where he could drum and dance and plead the cause and warn all Crow to cancel out the vote of pro. And dance he did, and drum and holler as he never had before, and every Croatian passing by took up each beat and motion, passing on the precious mantra over sand and rock and ocean, and when the vote came back, it was 100% contra. The first to learn the worst among the earthlings was MacDonald Duck, and though he tried to cause a rally, and with shiver, shrug, and quack, turn the tide and get the former tally back, he had no luck. Alas, this time the duck, despite his skill, was unable to will or in some way persuade a single crow or mention to cast his vote again for trade or even military intervention. Sighed he who had to tell the general and Carter that their interglobal baby was a definite non-starter. "I hope the time has passed when bearers of bad news were killed or beaten, or when the messengers were ducks, routinely eaten."